Okay, so question 25 is the nafka mina case. So mahadin im bishal itriot, which is noodles, b'kidei rosh al baser. Hayim motel lohosi v'alein gvina l'fi ha-mechaber, l'fi ha-ramah, l'fi ha-gra, be'er. So whatever Rebbe writes be'er is always an open-ended question. So basically, what's the case? You have noodles that you cooked, part of noodles that you cooked in a kidei rosh al baser, and now you want to eat it with cheese. You want to melt cheese, whatever. You want to eat that those noodles with cheese. So what's the din? So the mechaber says that, if you already cook the noodles in the kedei rosh al baser, then l'chalchila, we say you can now mix those noodles with cheese, because he believes that the heter naparnat extends to bishul and nitzlu. Meaning, according to the mechaber, he defines the gemara of dogim sha'alu v'kara as applying to that, that's lav dafka alu, it's also bishlu and nitzlu. So therefore, the din of alu is also going to apply to bishlu and nitzlu. So it'll be the same din here. Right? That's how the mechaber holds. The Ramadha quotes a yesh machmirim, who says that the heter of naparnat doesn't apply to nitzlu and bishlu. So then what's going to be the din? So he says, therefore, it's going to be usher to cook those noodles with cheese l'chachila. But he says, he's willing to say that it will be motu b'diavad if it's a ben yomo. If the kedera they cooked them was a ben yomo, then it will be motu b'diavad. But if it's an enu ben yomo, then even the Ramah would say that it's motu l'chachila to cook it with the cheese. So there's a chilak between ben yomo and enu ben yomo. No, this is the Ramah. The Ramah says, Nachavah, he says that Bishul and Nitzlu aren't included in the Heter. So therefore, he says that if it's a Kedir Bas Yoma, it's only going to be Mutar B'diavad. But if it's a Kedir She'ena Bas Yoma, he would be masking from the Chaber that it's even Mutar L'Chachila. So then what does the Grah say? The Grah throws a monkey wrench and says that it's the most, he's the most makeup shot. He says if it's an inu ben yoma, right? If it's a kedir inu bas yoma, then it's even mutter to cook in the kedir shall iser even l'chachila. Meaning the whole time we were discussing about the Eved case that you already cooked it in the kedir shall baser, but he's saying even l'chachila you can cook it in that kedir shall iser, because he believes that what's his far? He says that bishul by ben yomo is only a chumrah. And the gezerah of kedera enu bas yomo atu bas yomo is also, I mean, that's also a gezerah. So he says that we're not going to have a chumrah agabe chumrah, right? Meaning he says that bishul in and of itself by kedera bas yoma is a chumrah. And he says that kedera in bas yoma is only also because it's a gzera atu bas yoma. So that's a gzera agabe gzera. So he says he's not going to do that. As opposed to the Ramah, who says that no, bishul by bas yoma is me'ikra adin. So therefore, that's why he can be gozer by kedera she'in bas yoma atu bas yoma. Meaning, what's the chiddush of the gra? The chiddush of the gra is that even if it's a kedera she'ena bas yoma, you can even go now and cook that pasta in the kedera shel iser lechachila. Why? Because he thinks that me'ikra adin bishul is only a chumrah by ben yoma, and we say that we're only gozer for in ben yoma atu ben yoma. So he's not gonna go say. That it's also to cook it because bishul in and of itself is a chumrah, and we're not going to be gozer, and kedir in bas yoma is only a gzeirah atu bas yoma, so we're not going to be gozer gzeirah gzeirah. But the Ramah who holds that bishul me'ikra din is aser by ben yoma now has the ability to say no, we are gozer for that, and it would be aser to cook that pasta in the kedir shel iser l'chachila. So there's a lot more to the question than it seems, but that's the full answer that you can give. Fine. Does anyone have any questions on that? Okay. So fine. So the next question is Is the Gemara Kadesh Bishop Abasar Lo Yivasha Ba Chalav? The Tzarech Ian Lama Asar Harei Tama Basim Is Arav the Chalav Rak Makam Sheni Ben Apar Na Mutter. So Ma Teir Tzar Rabban Ve Atosus Ve Zvachim Ve Ma Nechalku Ve Biir Ha Heter Den Apar Na. So what's the case? We have a Kadesh. We know that in the Gemara it says that a Kadesh Bishop Abasar it's also the Vashal B'chalav. So we say that what's the problem? That's Hare Tama Basim is Arav B'chalav Rach B'makam Sheni, and we say Naparnat Mutter. So what could be the problem? So how does the Ramban answer and how does the Tosfos answer? So the Ramban says that it's Aser because really Tam Sheni is Tam Gomeru, and it's not and Naparnat means that. Yeah, meaning really what he says is that Tam Sheni is Tam Gamahu, and really what Naparnat is that it can't Aser B'mokum Shlishi. That's how the Rambam holds. So according to the Rambam, it's Pashut. Tam Sheni Tam Gamahu, and because really what Naparnat means is that it's Einu Roi La Aser B'mokum Shlishi. So that's how the Ramban would answer this case. So therefore, that Kadir shall Basar, you can't cook Chala because that's Tam Gamahu. How does the Tosfos and Zochin answer? He says that because Tosfos says that Tam Sheni's lav Tam Gomerhu. So what is he going to say? So he says that even though Tam Sheni's lav Tam Gomerhu, he says that Naparnat doesn't apply to cases of Tam Sheni di Sura, which this case is. Meaning that the Tosfos and Zochin makes a chilek between Tam Sheni di Sura and Tam Sheni di Heitera. So he says that if it's Tam Sheni di Sura, then Naparnat doesn't apply. But it's Tam Sheni Behitera, the Naparnat will apply. In this case, the Bas B'Chalav is Tam Sheni Di Sura, because the second the Chalav goes into the Kedera, that's Tam Sheni Behisura. So therefore, he says that's why that's Aser. Fine. And then what's the Chilik between the Ramban and Tosfos? The Chilik would just be that the Ramban says that Naparnat means that it's Einu Roi La Aser B'Makom Shlishi, meaning that Tam Sheni is Tam Gomerhu. And really, Naparnat just means that it's also la'asib b'makom shlishi. And Tosfos would say, no, Naparnat means that it's Tam Sheni is la Tam Gomerhu, but Naparnat is going to only work, but Tam Sheni the Heitera. Meaning, if it's Tam Sheni the Isura, then it's not going to work. Meaning, even though Tam Sheni is la Tam Gomerhu, if it's Tam Sheni the Isura, it's not going to work only if it's Tam Sheni the Heitera. Fine. So now, Mahadin l'kol echa mehen im bishal tasha b'kedir shal chomis lefnei pesach v'lama. So then we know that the Ritva, did we skip a part? No, so we didn't skip a part. Yeah. So this is the Pesach part, right? This is the case that the Ritva brought. So in this case, what's the case? Mahadin l'kol echa mehen im bishal tasha b'kedir shal chomis lefnei pesach. So you have a keder shel chametz, and you cook a tavshel in that keder shel chametz before Pesach. What's the din if you want to eat it now on Pesach? So we said that according to the Ramban, he would say it's usher to eat on Pesach because Tam Sheni is Tam Gomer, right? So that's pashut. He says Tam Sheni is Tam Gomer. So now it's usher to eat that. It's usher to eat that on Pesach because the tavshil was cooked in a kedir shel chametz, and that's going to be Tam Sheni, and that's Tam Sheni's Tam Gamaru. So the Ramban says it's pashut aser. The Tosfos though would say it's mutter. It's mutter to eat that tavshil on Pesach. Why? Because we say that b'shas habishul which was before Pesach, that was behitera, and we say that according to the Tosfos, Tam Sheni behitera is mutter. Meaning, according to Tosfos, he said that the sins was dafka cooked before Pesach, and that was cooked beheitera, b'shas b'shal was beheitera, then tam sheni beheitera, then that's tam sheni beheitera. And tam sheni beheitera is going to be mutter. That's where not barnat applies, according to Tosfos. Everyone's good on that? On that case? Okay, good. Fine. So now, the next question says, "Lamanap or not, the Sura Aser, the Das Habesirus would be Shema Smak, the Das Aran." Fine. So we just made a chilik according to Tosfos between Naparnati Isura and Naparnati Hetero. So what's the chilik? Why is Naparnat the Sura Aser? So the Beis Yosef B'Shem HaSmak says that we learn from the fact that if you cook a Dover Isser and a Kedera and then a Dover Heter within, meaning this is the whole thing with the clock resetting. We say that since we know that if you cook a Dover Isser and a Kedera and then cook a Dover Heter within 24 hours, the clock of the status of a Ben Yomo, we say resets from the second Bishul. And why? Because we say that the Dover Is that you originally cooked makes the Dover Heta that you cook second also because of Chatich and Aksas Nevela. So what do we see from this? We see that Naparnat of Isser is more Chomer than Naparnat of Heter because of the Din Chanan. Meaning in Naparnat, like let's say you had Heter that was cooked in a Kedera, and then you cooked Heter after that. We're not going to restart the clock because there's nothing making the second thing Aser. Meaning there's no Isser at all. But we see that if you cook Isser and then Heter after, and that Isser makes the second Bishul that's Heter Aser, because of Chanan, we see that clearly Naparnat Isura is more Chamer because of the Din Chanan. Meaning there's no Chanan by Heter, and there is Chanan by Isura. And that's why Naparnat Isura is going to be Aser. Everyone understand that? Meaning, you can really forget the Heter part, and you just focus on the Isser part. That why is Naparnat the Isura? Why is Naparnat not gonna apply by Isura? Because of Chanan. We say that Chanan basically overrides this whole din of Naparnat. That the fact that we have Chanan is going to override this whole din of Naparnat. Does anyone get that? Come on.
The water that's
nice. What?
The water that's nice.
What do you mean, the water? That's a different case. You're saying the, like, the, because water's cheap, you're saying because it's in getting that out from, you know? You're saying in what case? Okay, fine. So then, the Ran, so why does the Ran think that Naparnat Isura is Aser? So he learned from the Pri Chadash that by Tam Sheni, the Tam is weakened. So we say that since by Tam Sheni the Tam is weakened, we say it can create an Isser, like a case of Heter, meaning Basar B'Chalav, you have Heter B'Heter and you need to create the Isser. So we say since the Tam is so weakened, it's not going to be able to create an Isser. But we do say that it can attain an Isser. So therefore, if we have Naparnat the Isura, we say that the Tam Sheni can maintain that Isser that already exists. Right? So what's the difference between two cases? You have one case where you have Heter and Heter, and now we're saying that Tam Sheni is going to create an Isser. The other case is when you have Isser of a Heter, and now that Isser is making the Heter Aser. So we say that in the first case of Heter and Heter, we say that Tam Sheni is so weakened that it doesn't have the kochos to create an Isser. But if you already have an Isser, even if it's Tam Sheni and Tam Kolosh, it does have the kochos to maintain that Isser and now Aser the Heter that it's mixing with. Does everyone get that? The difference between that? Does everyone get that? Yeah?
You want to do it one more time?
Yeah. So basically he's saying that we know that Tam Sheni is a Tam Kolosh, right? So since Tam Sheni is a Tam Kolosh, we say that it doesn't have the kochos to create an Isser. Meaning, the Isser Basra Cholov is that you have two Dover Hitam coming together and you're creating Nisr. So we say in a Makam Sheni, the Tam is not strong enough to create that Isser. But if you already have a Dover Isser and a Dover Heta that are coming together by Malkam Sheni, the Tam Sheni is Kolosh, but it has a strong enough kochos to maintain the Isser. It might not have the kochos to create an Isser, but it does have the kochos to maintain an Isser in Malkam Sheni. Fine, that's the round. Okay. Fine. So now we're moving on to the case that Tosos brings. This is still within Aparna, but this is the case that Tosos brings with Ka'aros in the Machba. So the question says, Ha'im motir lahadia Ka'aros shal basir b'machba shal chalo bas yoma b'mayim rosim l'das atosu l'das ramban. So what's the case? The case is you have these machavos shel chalav, like these big pots of chalav, that I mean are dairy pots, and you want to wash ka'aros shel basar in those machavos shel chalav. And we say that the machavos shel chalav is a bas yoma, and it's b'mayim roschim. So what's the din according to Tosos and according to the Ramban? So we said that Tosos gives three answers of why it's also. He says it's also, and he gives three reasons. The first reason why he says it's aser is because there's shamnunis on the karos, so therefore that's pashut aser. If there's shamnunis on the karos, it's pashut aser. The second answer is that even if there's no shamnunis on the karos, it's still going to be aser because the karos are going to touch the walls of the machava, and since they're directly touching, that's going to be they're directly transferring tam, and that's going to be aser. And he says, even if the karos aren't touching the walls of the machva, that's still aser. Why? Because the basar and chalav are gonna mix within the water, and that's gonna be tam sheni b'aser. Right? They're, right away the chalav comes out of the machva, and the basar comes out of the kara, and they go into the water. And they come together right away, and that's Tam Sheni B'Isser, and that's going to be Aser. Fine. So that's a Tosos. Tosos has three reasons of why he says it should be Aser. But then the Ramban, quoted by the Ram, comes and says, no, in this case, everything's Mutter. The Machabah's Mutter, the Ka'aros are Mutter, everything's Mutter. Why? Because he says that over here there's Gimel Nosei Tam. There's Gimel Nosei Tam. The mind creates a Gimel Nosei Tam, and therefore everything's going to be Mutter. And the Ramban also gives this, and he says, the Ramban also says, don't tell me that this is Tam Sheni B'Isser, because, and this is where it gets complicated. So everyone should listen carefully. He says that even though the Cholav that goes into the Basar is B'Makam Sheni, he says the Basar that goes into the Cholav that's in the Basar is B'Makam Shlishi. Again, the chalav that goes into the basar is technically b'makam sheni, but then that basar that goes into the chalav that's in the basar is b'makam shlishi, and therefore we know that since bas b'chalav is an isur tarogas, if you can't aser in both makomos, right? If you can't aser the chalav and the basar, then we say that the isur tarogas, there's no isur tarogas at all, and there's no isur bas b'chalav. So that's how the Ramban says that this isn't in Tam Sheni B'Isser. Because really, one part of it is B'Makam Shlishi, and if both aren't B'Makam Sheni, then you can't create this Tarovis of Bas V'Chalav. Did everyone understand that? Okay. So then, the last part of the question is, Eiza Tam Hosif Haran La'aser? So we had this whole question in Shir of why doesn't Tosfos just say that mime isn't a mokum, why does Tosfos say that mime isn't a mokum acher? I mean, that's how he holds. He doesn't hold by Gimel Nosei Tam. So why doesn't he say mime isn't a mokum acher, and the taimim are going straight into each other, and that's pashit. So the Ran gives the answer that Tosfos doesn't give. He says that mime isn't a mokum acher, really, mime really isn't a mokum acher, so therefore the bus is going straight into the machala, and the chol is going straight into the kara, and that creates tam sheni b'isur. So that's pashit asur. And then this isn't part of the question, but then just a last point on the sugya, we said, oh, fine, so why doesn't Tosos give this answer? Because we said that, oh, Tosos must be giving his answer to show that even if you do hold that mayim is a makom shlishi, that mayim is a makom acher, even according to those shittos, it's still going to be aser. But Tosos would hold, I mean, we said in shittah that Tosos would hold this pshat of the Ran. Fine. Does everyone understand the Ran? Okay, good. Fine. So now this is. Now we're moving on to the last part of the shiur of Dabar Harifim, right? So question 29 says that Sonun Shechatu Basak and Shechatu Babasir also Akhbachusach. So Tain Shnei Pirushim Shal Rashi Bazah. So we say that you have this radish that you cut with a sakin that you cut basir with. So. And we say that it's aser la'achol b'chusak. It's aser to eat with dairy. Why is that? So Rashi gives two pirushim. We've done this a million times. First pshat of Rashi is because there's shabnunis on the sakin, and that's going to aser the tzana. Right? That's the first pshat of Rashi. The second pshat of Rashi is not that there's shabnunis. Rather, the charifus from the tzana and the dukhta, the sakina from the knife, is going to create a blia. First, meaning it's two parts. First of all, it creates a blia. It creates a blia. And not only that, it turns the tam sheni into a tam rishon. So not only does it create a blia in the tzanun, but it also turns the tam sheni into a tam rishon. So it's a two-step process according to the second day in Rashi. So then, everyone understands that, right? Okay, fine. So then Rebbe asks, Tei nafkamina b'nehem. So I couldn't really figure out a real nafkamina. I don't even think in Shia we mentioned the real nafkamina, but I think what Rebbe's looking for is that if you hold like the first day of Rashi of Shamnunis, then the statement of Abaye, meaning Abaye brought two halachas. He brought the dogim she'olu b'ka'ara asa halacha b'chusach, and then he also brought this halacha. So if you hold like the first day in Rashi of Shemnunis, then the two halachas have nothing to do with each other. Because the first halacha is talking about not barnat, and the second halacha is talking about Shemnunis. There's nothing to do with not barnat. So if you hold like the first day in Rashi, then there's no connection. But if you hold like the second day in Rashi, then there is a connection between the two days, between the two halachas of Abaye, because they're both talking about not barnat. Right, because the first halacha is talking about not, the second halacha is also talking about not barnat, through the charifus and the dukhta sakina. The whole thing is the din of not barnat. Fine, I mean that's the nafkamina that I found. I don't know if anyone else found a different nafkamina. So I was speaking to Morty and Ephraim about that, but that can't be nafkamina because that's the next case in the Gemara. The next case in the Gemara is kishas, which is something that's not kharif. I mean, that can't be a nafkamina because he has to hold by that, because that's the next statement of the Gemara.
That's question.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Rashi's question on Rashi. Like, it can't be a nafkamina, I mean, and then we give an answer to that. I mean, I don't think that's a nafkamina within the 2 days of Rashi, because Rashi is going to end up having to hold like that. Meaning, Rashi's going to have to hold like that because it's in the Gemara.
He has to hold one on the other.
I mean, he's saying what? That he has to hold either Shamunis?
The rest of those questions based on the next step of
what?
The rest of those questions
on the next stage of the Gemara. Meaning, he's trying to say that maybe the nafkamina between 2 days in Rashi is something that's not Dabar Kharif, but that is the Hemshech of the Gemara. So there can't be a nafkamina because Rashi, I don't know. I don't think it's nafkamina, but we can ask Rabbi, I'm not really sure. I think that's what he was looking for, because, I don't know, I think that's what he was looking for. Fine. We'll keep it like that for now. Fine. So, Ezo Shtei Kushus Hoksha HaRashba Alpesh HaSheni Birashi the key to the Leyashev Kushus. So Rashi has two kashas on the second day of Rashi of Harifus plus Tuchla Sakino. he says the first kasha. He asks from the Hemshech of the Gemara that by kishus we say that you only need to cut off the piece that touched the knife. You only have to cut off that piece. But the question is, if you hold like the second shot of Rashi, if you hold like the second shot of Rashi, then why do you even need to cut off that piece? Because there's no shalminus or charifus. So why do you even need to cut it off? Meaning, if you hold like the first shot of Rashi, it makes sense because there's charifus there. But if you hold like the second shot of Rashi, I mean the first shot of Rashi, there's shalminus there, so that's why. But if you hold like the second shot of Rashi, then why would you need to cut it off? So the answer to the Rashba is that even though there's no charifus, even though there's no charifus there, and there's no shamnunis, we say that there's still dufla the sakina, which create a pleta, and that's why you need to cut off that piece. Meaning, there won't be a blia in the kishas, there won't be a blia, but the duchless kina will create a pleta that it will go onto the surface of the kishas, and that's why you need to cut off that piece. Then the second, so everyone get that. That's the first kasha and first teirutz of the Rashba. The second kasha of the Rashba is on the second day of the Rashi. Is if we say the hetiv naparnat works by bishul, then it should definitely work by charifus, because if we're going to apply the hetiv naparnat to bishul, and charifus isn't any worse than bishul, then the hetiv should also apply to charifus. So the easy answer we give to that is that we said that the Rivam Das Rashi says that the heter doesn't apply to bishul, so there's no shaila. Meaning the whole shaila is that if it applies to bishul, it has to apply to charifus. But Rashi, we're saying that the Rivam Das Rashi says it doesn't apply to bishul, so therefore there's no kasha. Fine. Does everyone understand the two kashas, the two teirutim?
Can you do
the second one again? The second teirut. So the second teirut is that, I mean, the second kasha is that if we say that the het of naparnat applies to bishul, then it should definitely apply to charifus, because charifus isn't any worse than bishul. So we said that the easy answer to these things is kasha, is that we said that the Rivam Das Rashi, who is, meaning the Rivam saying that Rashi says that the heter doesn't apply to bishul. So if the heter doesn't apply to bishul, then there's no kasha. Fine. So then, the last question here is: Mahadin im chotach batzel besakin shechotiv labaser that achagak nosen habatzel soch chavitas gvina and lama. So what's the case? This is the case Rebbe gave at the end on the last day of shir. He said, "What's the din if you cut an onion with a sakin shel baser, right? A sakin shechotiv labaser?" And then you take that onion and you want to put it in a cheese omelet, right? Chavitas gvina. So we said that it's machlokas of whether or not you hold that shard davar charifim are part of this din of a davar charif. Meaning, we say that Rashi opens us up to the idea that a davar charif can change a tam sheni to a tam rishon. But the question is, what does that apply to? So we know that in our Gemara we talk about a tzanun, and there's Gemara Avodah Zarah that talks about, what is it called again? Oh, chiltis, right? We know there's tzanun and there's chiltis. Those are two davar charifim. So the question is, does this din only apply to tzanun and chiltis, or does it apply to shard davar charifim as well? So Tosva says that no, this case with the onion is going to be usher. Why? Because he holds that davar charifim is lav davka tzanun and chiltis. He says that davar charifim is just anything that's charif, meaning an onion. It's lav davka only tzanun and chiltis that's mentioned in the Gemara. But the Rabbeinu Yechiel, that's quoted by the Beis Yosef. Says that no, he would say that this case with the onion is mutter because onions aren't included in the category of davar charifim, because he believes that the two Gemaras only mentioned sonin and chiltis, so therefore we can't be machmir past sonin and chiltis. If the Gemaras only mentioned sonin and chiltis, then clearly they're only talking about them, And therefore, onion wouldn't be included in the category of Dabar Harifa. Fine. So the next part of the question is Mahadin imasakin inu ben yoma. So now what if the sakin that you use to cut the onion with is an inu ben yoma? So Rebbe quoted the base mayor, who said that we might be able to be make on this case. Why? Because then Rebbe explained that really there's two dinim here, there's two halachas here by Dabar Harif. The first halacha is that a Dabar Harif can turn a Tam Sheni into a Tam Rishon. And the second halacha is that a Dabar Harif can turn a Tam Pogam into a Tam Shabbat. So these are two chumras. These are two chumras by Dabar Harif. So what the base mayor wants to say is that I understand that we can apply these two chumras to tzanin and chiltis, because those are the two that are mentioned in the Gemara. But he says, but maybe by shar dabar harifim, like onions, maybe we don't have to. We can be makel and not extend both chumras, and maybe we can hold like the Rabbeinu Yechiel, right? The Rabbeinu Yechiel says that it's dafka tzanin and chiltis. So maybe we can hold like him and say maybe we shouldn't apply both chumras to onions. And we should only apply the chumra of Tam Sheni turning into Tam Rishon, but we won't apply the chumra of Tam Pogam turning into Tam Meshubach. And therefore, since this is a sakin she'ena bas yoma, we know that the nosa tam of gam is mutter by ena ben yoma. So therefore, he would say that it's mutter. That there's a tzad to be maker in this case, if this all happened with the evid, right? So the case is, you cut this onion, right? You cut this onion. The sakin is ena ben yoma, and then you put it in your cheese omelet. You already did it, so it's ready in the bedi evid phase. So we say, can that be mutter? We say, so according to the base mayor, he says that it's to be mekel, because even though we say that the Tam Sheni is turning into a Tam Rishon, we know that Nos Tam of Gam is mutter by Einu Ben Yomo. And we say that we're only going to apply the first chumra, not the second chumra, so we can still say, it's still a tzad to be mekel to say that this should be mutter. Does everyone understand that?
Why can't it be mutter by just applying the chumra transforming to Tam Rishon?
Why wouldn't it be mutter?
Why would it be mutter?
Because even though the Tam Sheni is turning to the Tam Rishon, we know that Nosan Tam of Gam is mutter. Meaning Nosan Tam of Gam works even with Tam Rishon. So even if we said that the Tam Sheni is turning to Tam Rishon, Nosan Tam of Gam is mutter by an Einu Ben Yoma. So that's gonna make the whole thing mutter, if we're not gonna apply that chumra. Everyone good with that? Okay.